Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. What's up, dude?
What's up, Dougie?
We actually have a normal week here with normal, you know.
We do have midweeks.
Midweek, but European midweeks. Excitement. Yeah, just those teams, and then you know a little time to make our transfers.
Yeah,
and then a Friday game, and then the real pileup kicks off.
And we do a nice My Life pod this week. Look forward to that.
Yes,
it's nice to look forward to the next pod when we just start this pod.
Yeah. Well, the My Life is just, I mean, if you know, you know. You know, it's a different vibe.
If you know, you know.
Our feet are up on the My Lives.
So how was your weekly Green Arrow?
Yeah, another green, 55 points, another like 50-ish K rise. I brought in Callum, just one move and floated. Yeah. Bam, 9-pointer.
Plus 7.
Thanks to Pope. Yeah, fuck Pope, fuck Burnley. Loved it. Loved every second of it. Yeah. Complaining for that one, of course. You know, the normal guys, Mo Cap, Sun 13 was huge.
Trent was the big gainer.
Yeah, that was a huge one. I left points on the bench because I started White over Bumo and Broya. But I probably would do that 10 out of 10
times.
You
do that again,
so,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Arsenal were absolutely awful, but Everton's goals were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they were both like outside the box, basically.
Yeah,
worldies. Like, I mean, off the bar into just the
15
thing.
15 yards and
off, but that was off. That was also off. Like, they didn't create a chance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The whole game. So,
yeah.
What are you going to do? That was one of those.
Yeah,
that was a
happens.
Weird ass fucking game.
Very weird game. I feel like very little actual football was played.
Yeah.
By either team, and then you know the goals happened. So
yeah,
there it is.
I mean, I think there were either one or two shot attempts in like the first half hour.
Yeah,
no, they were just kind of fucking around.
Yeah, it was like
that was like third game in a week vibe game.
But
it was just everyone was just stupid, and then there were dozens of fans that were walking out, which was
what was
changed
that?
The. They're just like so dumb. I don't know. They lose for a bunch of years. So they're like, let's walk out to let them know that we're bad. It's like, fucking no shit.
Yeah, you're bad. Sorry,
you
you're just bad.
Suck. Like, what do you, I don't know.
And you missed, you know what? You missed a come from behind win with an absolute like the golazo.
Yeah, it's like the best game at home all year.
Yeah, so, probably. So
go fuck yourself.
Yeah, get fucked.
I mean, they fired Marcel Brands.
Yeah, they fired director of football.
Yeah,
like,
what do you want?
Can't do much more right now. And Rafa's working with like nothing.
Yeah.
They're bad. Yeah.
Arsenal. We're way worse. So,
yeah.
I mean, this is, I would be interested to hear from some Arsenal, you know, circles, but this is, I feel like, going to be when the season's over, looking back on the Arsenal like moratorium, this game is going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What did we do here?
Because
they needed the 3 points.
Yeah.
They needed the 3 points. I mean, in the table, like this is like would have kickstarted them and put them right up there.
Yeah.
And you know, not winning was really bad, I think, for them. So
yeah, and they
we'll
had the
see,
weird fucking United
like
game
loss.
And then and lost that. And this was like a big opportunity for a bounce back.
Yeah.
Go up a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really fucked it up. They really
fucked
it up. Yeah.
They just had they I don't know, they were just a complete mess.
Yeah,
it was unfortunate.
Yeah, I don't know if they're. I don't like their chances for making Europe. Gotta say.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Spurs have healthily leapfrogged them in that fifth place spot.
Yeah, I mean, West Ham, United, and Spurs just seem like so much more sure things to me at this point.
I mean, it's for Arsenal's youngest team in the division. It's going to be hard to maintain consistency. They've been playing probably above their weight, but it's just, it sucks because they have a lot of really nice pieces, but they just seem to be missing like little bits.
Well, they're missing a giant
striker
at the front of the fucking pitch. They play with 10 men every game. Like,
pretty much.
Hobbs and Locker are fucking useless. Absolutely useless.
Yeah.
So that's a problem for them.
Yeah. All right.
How about you?
We'll come back around to that.
Yeah, yeah.
I got 47 points, so I captained that player who missed the biggest chance of the weekend. And the season, my team probably is just a mess, you know?
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's all fun.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll take that.
All good.
Why didn't James get auto-subbed out? I see he's on zero.
I always wonder this, because I had 1 point on my whole bench. I had 1 point. If I had one more point, I'd be flying.
The green would have been even bigger.
Hey.
Hey, at least you got a green.
Yeah, I went up 20K from 1 million or wherever the fuck I am. So, my God.
Killed for 1 million. Killed for 1 mil. Yeah, the top 10K average is 48. It was a pretty low scoring week. So,
yeah.
If you hit any of the like Mount or Sun or Bilv, you basically had a great week.
Yeah. Probably. Well, I mean, I don't know about great, but you did okay.
Yeah, you went up.
Yeah. Martinelli was very disappointing today. Obviously, as you know, the psychotic person that I am, like going to bed last night, I'm like, oh my God, Martinelli's in a brace tomorrow. It's going to be so good. He like didn't take a shot.
How about if they like, just shoot one time in the first 60 minutes of the game? How about that?
No, that didn't happen.
Didn't have that dream.
Here we go. I didn't have that nightmare. No.
Let me update the league. So last pot, I wasn't able to confirm the winners of the November mug. We didn't have it yet. So first place, Brian Vaughn, Bingelhosen, aka Toss My Salad. Tied for second, we had John Dannemiller, aka Who Cares, and Zach DeWitt, aka Waffle Mafia. And then in third, Benjamin Anderson, aka Saved by the Bellerin. And then shout out to the three Mug League leaders for December so far after the first game. We've got Jack Neal, aka Dutch Courage, Ibrahim Khan, aka Class on Grass, and Ryan Good, aka Kepa Out of Here, all tied on 70 points. So good way to kick off the month for sure. Mm-hmm. And the leader of the public league still, Brendan Lane, still the guy whose team name is Yes. He moved up to fifth overall.
Fifth?
Yeah. I looked at his shit. He has five straight greens. 354th to 44th to 21st to 14th to fifth.
Fifth is very high.
It's very high.
There's only four people ahead of you. Yeah,
exactly.
Four fucking idiots to overcome.
The pressure that I would feel if I was like anywhere near top 100.
I would quit my job. I would be in a fucking bunker.
It would be so crazy. Like every move would feel so intense. I have to nail it.
Yeah.
Like, God, the balls to like not cap Mo when you're like top 100 or something like that. It's just fucking crazy. All right, let's go. Should we start maybe with Man City? I think this is going to be a long pod because there was so much shit. Let's just start with Man City. So we got a bunch of questions. First is Matthew. He said, it hurts so bad to have the Diaz and Cancelo clean sheet wipes every single game week. Do we just stay the course and hope City come out good? I mean, I'm right there with you. Bunch of questions on the attackers. So Warren in Arabic saying, how do you rank Bilva, Gundo, Foden at this stage? Is Gundo bad with KDB back? Bear said, are Gundo and Bilva still equivalent in your mind? I have Gundo. Should I take a hit to get Bilva? And then Sebastian followed up and said, what about Gundo to Foden? And then Jay Dong said, do you reckon Jesus is a shout or a hold for City's great fixture run, even if he might get 50% to 75% of minutes, which I guess are just numbers. Those are numbers.
I think that's a fair
approximation. Guess. Yeah.
Well, I feel overwhelmed.
I know. Let's just start with the defense, because what a fucking nightmare.
It's ridiculous. It's actually like fucking ridiculous that they keep letting up these stupid ass fucking dumbass garbage time goals.
It's so annoying.
I mean, the Villa was not, but
yeah.
The West Ham and this one, it's like, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what to make of it. I do think there's such a thing as like form for clean sheets, you know, and we've talked about the lack of concentration and that kind of stuff. Like, what the fuck was that?
They just stop giving a fuck because the game is such a laugh riot training ground session that they're just like, oh, whatever. Okay,
I think
great.
That is what happens.
That's what it is. I mean, we've seen that all the time.
Yeah, I think Diaz of the two is very transferable because, you know, he doesn't have the huge hall ceilings of Cancelo.
I think he's also been playing like way worse this season than last season. Diaz,
his partner is also way worse.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Laporte. I mean, I don't know about the difference between Laporte and Stones. Like, yeah, you know, a little bit. But Stones did dumbass shit last year all the time. I mean, he's got that in him. But I feel like Diaz, him individually, like I've been kind of watching him a little bit over the last few games. I'm just thinking like, and earlier this season, I don't know. He's a little bit off it from what he was doing last year. I mean, last year he was like one of the best center backs in the league.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, I don't think he'd be like top fucking 15 or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's still, you know, they dominate the games completely from minute zero to the final whistle and or minute one, whatever. What are you supposed to do with that? You know?
Yeah. I mean, the answer to the question is, yes, stay the course, because they're still going to keep a million cleans, I think, as painful as that is to sound. But the follow-up answer is, like, if you want to do Diaz to Regs or, you know, whoever the fuck.
Well, yeah, Regs is hurt, but to someone money or whatever. Yeah,
like, that's also fine, you know? But, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the main issue is that Diaz, for the worldy, you know, goal of his career...
Yeah.
Against Villa, he just doesn't really have attacking threat. So if they aren't cleaning, then he's such a disaster.
Yeah.
Versus, I mean, Cancelo doesn't. We don't have to talk about him, but yeah, I think for that reason, right? If you're getting a little twitchy, and there are so many other good defensive options, like Man United have a big good run coming up, and there's just a lot of places you could go with that from there. You know, then yeah, you know, if you're getting agitated by him and whatever, then just keep Cancelo is fine. So
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it's really, really frustrating. But the truth of the matter is you look at the fixture list and it's like they're going to dominate every game until maybe home Liverpool in game week 32. Yeah. So, I mean,
when they play a game, I expect them to clean like pretty much all of them.
Pretty much.
So when they don't, it's like, oh, that was kind of weird.
That was dumb. It's me texting you double clean wipe in the 80th fucking minute.
Yeah.
Horrible.
While I'm like tending to my raging toddler.
He's raging because he saw the double clean coming. He's a precog.
Yeah, he knew it was coming. He's a precog. He's so good. Oh, fuck.
Well, all right. So then there's the mids, like the attackers, the Bilva, Gundo, Foden. Yeah. I don't know. Do you want to try ranking them?
I mean, Bilva's just in the form of his fucking life, right? So I think you just jump him to top of the queue until proven otherwise. More other than just lore and form and eye test. I mean, Foden, I still think, is like the best option.
Me too.
Because he does all the things and he misses. I mean, he's got a lot of similarities with Jota in the missing chances category, but
all the best players do, basically.
He just does all the things. So, you know, I think that's probably one and one A and one B. And then, yeah, Gundo is a difficult one. I think we've kind of been trying to like get there with him, and neither of us have bought him in our teams. I think we've never really been, you know, fully convinced by him. You know, I mean, just the kind of player he is. But, you know, when you watch them play, he's still basically, you know, playing that striker role as, you know, a couple of the other, like Bilva does, they kind of rotate in there. But I definitely think Kevin back is a concern, you know, because if a player like him, if you're having minutes concern, plus the, like, he's not really an attacker concern, those things do not combine well for an FPL pick, right?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think I honestly would still put Foden first. I mean, maybe that's just me being stubborn, but
over Bilv?
Yeah, I mean, listen, is he going to score like a curler every game? The first goal was a Gundo massive chance that like weirdly rebounded in the box and he was just there.
Well, last game he scored a fucking volley worldie from Fuckland. So maybe he'll just keep scoring
worldies.
But the thing. This is what we talked about with Gundo last year with him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, it might be that simple of a thing. But Foden is an attacker who... His left foot is, you know, I have a fucking fetish for a cultured left foot, a left peg. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like he's just going to more consistently be in there for, you know, running up the score when they're already up 3-0 in those kind of games. But yeah, 1A, 1B is probably more fair in that regard.
What about Raz?
Yeah, I mean, he looked really good, I thought. Yeah, I thought he looked really good. And, you know, to Jadon's question, last week I was saying I think Jesus is probably first choice right wing, but Raz is kind of coming into it a little bit, and he's looking
really
good.
That was the biggest surprise to me, that he put him on the right.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like he just never, ever, ever does that.
He hasn't since Sané. I really don't think. It's been
maybe
years.
Or twice.
It's been years, yeah. And it worked really well and looked
it's
really
his best
good.
Position.
Yeah, it's his best position. Always
it's
has
fucking
been.
Ridiculous.
Literally
it's his
always
best
has
position.
Been. So
yeah, he never plays in there. It's
yeah, Raz
insane.
Is definitely on the radar a bit, and I think it does hurt the Jesus shout.
Yeah,
a lot.
I mean, I don't think it's close. I think Raz is so much better than Jesus on right wing spot.
Yeah, me too.
Pep doesn't. So fuck us.
They basically played. It wasn't even a false nine. They just had no striker.
They had
Jack and Foden were on the left. Bilva and Gundogan were just buzzing around. Raz was on the right, and it was
they
just
don't,
like,
I mean, they don't need to play with a striker when
they don't.
They just have six players in the box the whole time.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
the
exactly.
whole fucking game, the ball's in the final third. They have five guys in the box.
It's just
so
like
they're
an
all striker.
Amoeba it's, formation where they all just like go in and out, and they're all incredible on the ball, and they're all really good passers, and they can all shoot, and it's just like.
Jack also, I thought, looked really good. Like,
he
didn't do the final
a goal
thing
so badly.
Yeah, he didn't do the final, like, good thing. I mean, he still hasn't scored a goal with his foot or his head or any non-dick body part in the league.
Penis, yeah.
So that's got to be plaguing him.
Yeah.
But I thought he looked really good, too.
Me too.
I don't know. It's just, this comes back to last week talking about them, is just they have fucking a million options now that everyone just got fit all of a sudden. Everyone's fit.
Yeah.
And, like, who the fuck is going to be playing.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
A feather in Bilva cap is that apparently Bilva, Rodri, and Cancelo didn't travel for Champions League. So just full rest for them is that they already won the group.
Well,
I think the biggest,
that's obviously, I mean, aside from him just being their best player every game, is
he
can play in four spots. So his versatility means that, you know, as long as he's fit and he's still playing well,
and
you know,
he's
an
engine
can be
right. too.
Yeah,
he
just never stops. He can play anywhere versus a player like Foden, who he doesn't play in the midfield three, you know, Raz, who only plays left wing, right wing, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah,
so
that's a
thing
good,
that, you know,
good
that's
shout.
A really good thing for Bilv too. I don't know. If I was
maybe
transferring someone in right now,
I would
transfer in Bilv over Foden.
Yeah, I'm probably underselling Bilv.
He's just playing so well right now. And
good. It's what I said last week. I was like, there's just something to be said for just being their best player week on week. Like,
yeah, he's just playing
like
so well.
Like the stats. Stats are just a piece of information. It's not the total package. And that's what I said last week. It's like the stats aren't as good across the board as a bunch of different guys in their team, but you just watch and he's just always there. He's always popping up. He's always, you know, doing the final bit of magic
or whatever.
He just can't
miss right now. This is the thing.
Yeah.
So until he starts missing, then
I'll probably get him. Yeah, I'll probably get him.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're also looking at it from that standpoint of you were thinking about doing him for Kai. He pops up with plus 14 on that one. And now you're like, oh God, okay, maybe I can outthink myself here. Instead of just
get
I should have done
instead.
Instead of like, oh yeah, I should have done that. I mean, I've done that a hundred times.
Yeah, I would have been
I feel
lying.
Yeah.
Would have been on perfect 69 right there. Oof.
I also think Walker too, we didn't talk about. I mean, I think like doing something like Diash to Walker is like a good little 0.5 in the bank thing.
Don't mind it. But do you like
Finally
Walker more than... Well, yeah, him getting assist is like so
Cold
rare.
Dust.
Yeah. Would you rather Walker than like, I don't know, a Man United guy or... Well, actually, you know, they're kind of drying up because Chelsea cleans are drying up as well. You know, like defenders as a whole have been like not that great. Let's go to Man United.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they played very well.
Yeah, so
my fucking dumb team. God.
Yeah, Palace are spiraling a little bit. Yeah, Ritzy Dean. Dean, Nosferatu, Mishka, Yobils. They're all focusing on a Manchester United fixture run. I'm wondering who we like for attack. Do we keep it simple? Go Ronaldo. Rashford was also playing second striker, or is a defender a better option? Platypus said, "Is Ronaldo actually worth 12-3? Great fixture run, but he's currently averaging 4.8 points per game. Not great." And then Dragon said, "Is Fred the guy? Get in, Fredge."
So, what do you want to start with, Man United? Why don't we just talk about them and their performance in the game first before we start doing all these fucking dumb shit questions?
Yeah, I mean, Jadon Sancho. It was as simple. Someone with the experience and expertise of Michael Carrick just is like, "Well, I'm going to play Jadon Sancho over Greenwood," and it makes a very, very significant difference on their attack. Having not just Bruno to create every single chance, but someone who actually beats people on the dribble and moves the ball into the box on the dribble and can pick a pass and can cross. That's huge. They also played, yeah, it's really, really important. Adds a lot to an attack. They pressed.
I really miss. A lot. I wish Paul was fit.
I
just
want to
know like what would happen.
Yeah, yeah. That's. I was about to say. I don't really know where he fits or plays, but I'm very curious as
well.
I want
to find out.
Yeah, I'm curious to find out. He'll be back sometime at some point. But yeah, I mean Rash. I don't know. Doesn't look on it to me. Doesn't look like 100% fit.
Are you talking about Rash?
I don't know. I'm just jumping around. Okay. Sancho good. I'm worried that Sancho's gonna be way better IRL than FPL.
Yep.
Hockey assist, you know, progression, like SCA on FBref, like he's gonna fly in all those. He already is. Like I was looking because Double Pivot were talking about it, so I looked up some of his stats. Like his progressive carries are Cancelo. His carries into the final third are St. Max and Cancelo. His carries into the penalty area are Mo levels. Yeah. But that I don't really know if the points are going to come. Like, I don't expect goals, and I'm not sure about assists from him. It's a 160-minute performance.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, a comp of who's coming to mind. I definitely see what you're saying, though, and I agree that, you know, he might underwhelm for FPL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I was jumping to Rash next because I'm also just... I'm a little wary of him, FPL-wise. I just don't think he looks great and looks, you know, like himself right now.
Also 9-4 is very expensive.
Yeah, like his positioning was nominally second striker, but I don't know. He wasn't that central. Yeah, he was mostly like leading the press more than he was like in the box central striker. Like that was way more wrong. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's... I was just so encouraged to watch them, you know, play competently for a full game and, you know, have a plan, have, you know, watching them press in the way that they were and how much, you know, they were pressuring us in our own third and our own half and, you know, really just neutering us. And they, if this was like, you know, the introduction of what they're going to be like, they're going to be fucking good. I mean, you know, They do have some good players. They definitely have holes and they're one or two injuries away from, you know, especially in that defensive midfield spot, you know, with Fredge and McSauce. I mean, if one or either or both, God forbid, and, you know, maybe Van de Beek can do a job, but, you know, their spine's a little worrying, but they just look like they're going to be playing well. They didn't create, you know, that much against us, but there was so much one-way traffic and just balls in our box.
It was just dominance.
It was a weird kind of combination of dominating while not creating. But that should improve as the players play together more and they get more instruction. So
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like Sancho is someone that I'm pretty interested in from a FPL standpoint because I just feel like so much is going to go through him because he does things literally nobody else on their team can do the things that he can do.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's gonna, you know, he's just gonna keep getting better. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I nailed it last week when I was saying like, I'm kind of more interested in their defense because you can tell and Ragnick's post game, he was super happy with the clean and stuff. Like they were focusing on not conceding more than, you know, creating the big chance. Like that part hasn't been worked out yet. But
I mean,
it will.
I thought they were focusing on just pressing and shape up in the half.
But
you
it's
know?
Like a, that's what I was saying. It was like a defensive press. It's like preventing you from doing shit rather than we're going to win the ball in the final third and play one pass and we're in.
I mean,
you know?
To be fair, it's not hard to do that with the 11 we played.
Yeah. I was thinking while you were talking, like it's not that dissimilar to like Jack at Man City, honestly. Who has, you know, he scores an accidental penis goal. Other than that, he has two assists in 800 minutes.
Yeah, he scored as a Jorginho assisted joke. Yeah. But
everything goes through him when he's playing. He's on the ball nonstop. He takes it in the box. He takes people on, whatever. But like the points don't follow that much.
That's a good shout.
So that's my worry with Sancho, but I feel like Ronaldo you can very safely buy. I think like Kane to Ronaldo is a really popular move for a good reason, and they have insane fixtures for a long time.
Yeah, Ron was shooting a lot. Yeah. And he clearly showed that he can do this. You know,
when it's so funny.
If like, he try, if he's like, can you please try today? He's like, okay, fine.
If the manager and then he does asks that. Him to do something, he'll do it. But Ole is just like, nah, we don't need you.
Yeah.
Just chill.
It's, I want to come back to the defense, but the Ole thing too is just like, it's
unbelievable.
It's the exact same thing as Franklin. It's like we talk about these things for literal years.
Yeah.
And then it happens. And then it's like, right away.
Yeah.
Literally right away, like the next day. It's just, oh, wow, right, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Just
play,
it's,
play your world superstar that you bought for $90 million.
It's like, but how do we sit here like two fucking dumb cunts who just barely know anything about football, and we're just like over and over again, like not good enough, not good enough, not good enough, not good enough. And then it happens, and it's like, oh, yeah, right, okay, got it.
I mean, Anka... great friend of the pod, Anka, get literally like pushed off of social media because of the toxicity and pushback he got from Manchester United fans because he was saying that Ole is bad and not doing a good job. That's how toxic the pushback was to him. And then Grace tweeted the other day, like, they're bringing in someone from the Ralph Hasenhüttl tree, you know, Rangnick, and firing Ole. Anka's literally the number one perfect person in the world to discuss this, and you guys pushed him out of a fucking job, you fucking assholes.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about on that front, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
But
the defense, you know, Varane's still seemingly far away. Slab is 5'4", De Gea's 5, Lindelof 4'8". Deleau has been
best right back at the club.
Yeah, I mean he's 4'4", and I mean Telles also played really well. I was ready to I thought he was just not Premier League quality, but I mean I guess maybe not having to defend is really good for him. If he can just press and stay in the other team's half, then he won't be exposed.
And his free kick deliveries are incredible.
Yeah, they're
really, all I mean, he's of them are pens like for, I think it's a goal.
Yeah, he used to take pens for Porto.
Yeah.
But I think Dallow is a really interesting player. If he, I expect Rangnick to just do the right thing. I mean, it's so obvious that he's better than 1B. It's really, they're not close to players. 4-4, dude, he's a good pick.
Yeah, he's probably a really
good pick.
It's just
so risky to do. Like, because midweek, I don't think he should rest. I mean, he should play 1B midweek because it doesn't mean anything. It's just a risky time. It's like a bad time. I think it's like you want to watch Dallow. How do you fucking say this guy's name? Is he fucking French? What is he?
He's Portuguese?
He's Portuguese.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything to me. Dallow.
Whatever.
That sounds right to me.
You want to see him starting a league game with 1B on the bench before you could be like, okay.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah.
That said, I mean, 4-4 is a good pick. They should keep their fixtures, like you mentioned before. They're good for till like game 30 or whatever.
Yep. They should really
they should keep a lot of cleans.
Very high percentage of cleans in that run.
I mean, Slab.
I wonder if Shaw's going to come right back in also. I mean,
yeah, well, what's his deal?
Head injury?
He's been out for a while.
Yeah, I don't really know. Maybe he's got concussion or something like that. I don't actually know.
Slab is also just like super safe.
Yeah, he's the only safe one, actually.
I don't know.
Lindelof is while Varane's out. Yeah, yeah.
Varane could miss the next 8 games or something. I mean, Lindelof at 4-8.
Especially in the pile-up. Yeah.
I mean, it's not like Slab offers any attacking threat. I guess I probably would take Lindelof over Maguire.
I would absolutely every single time. And Slab scores like 1 goal a year.
A season, yeah. All right. But yeah, defense definitely seems like a good place. Ron, so it's like basically Ron's fine. Defense good. If you find someone you like, and you know, De Gea's fine.
What about Bruno?
He's just too expensive.
Yeah.
I just think it's as simple as that. He's 11-6. It's ridiculous. Yeah. You're never captaining him.
Yeah. I wonder like what his price would have been if they came into the season with Ron and we knew he wasn't pens. Like where would they have priced him?
Yeah.
Probably surely 11. Not 12.
Probably 11.
Yeah, maybe 11, something. So he'd be down to 10-5 now. We'd be a lot more interested.
Then we could then we could talk about him.
Yeah, we'd be a lot more interested.
But I mean,
yeah.
If money's no object, he's... They didn't create that much. They really don't.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I want to see them a little bit more. I mean, this is also, maybe it's just recency bias, but look, like watching kind of Spurs, the first like four or five games under Conte, like getting into the shape and working on that, but they're not really clicking with space and creating. I mean, they looked a lot better against Norwich, I thought. But, you know, we could see that with Man United, you know, that this was a taste of things to come. And, you know, just because Norwich or Norwich doesn't mean that they, you know, don't know how to play, that all of a sudden it's just they're going to be free flowing. I mean, they were really kind of stagnant and staggering against us. And I mean,
that's what I expect. I do expect the betting in to take time. And to be honest, if that game finished 0-0, we'd be saying the same things. We'd be saying the exact same things.
I mean, right? The goal is like a fucking whatever.
Fluke, Fred, you know, so right foot in, looping shot. But it's like, like the performance was still great. Ragnick, I think, would have still been just as happy pretty much. And same with Man United fans would have been buzzing. So, you know, the goal and the attack wasn't really what
it
we
is
were
nice
like,
to have them back, though. Like, I just to look forward to watching them play because they can play well and it's not just a nightmare as a neutral.
Yeah, usually they're the worst thing. Them and, like, Burnley are, like,
one of the worst. Everton's up there.
That's going to be
Wolves
on TV.
Are up there. I mean, you got a few challenges.
There's a few.
We're up there now. Holy shit.
Palace. Too soon. But, so I don't know. Got to think about buying those guys.
It's a big risk.
Yeah, there's a lot of risks. So, Chelsea, we mentioned the cleans drying up there as well. Slim Charles said, thoughts on Alonso and Chelsea defense in general? Should we be concerned or just hold and not worry? Owen added, Tuchel mentioned Conte and Kovacic injuries, as well as Kai, Alonso, Jorginho having pain post-West Ham. Ozzy said...
Wish Jorginho was injured.
Ozzy said, for those who haven't watched any Chelsea games lately, are the wingbacks still the most attacking threat? Should we stay the course with Reese, etc.? And then Chester said, Mount or Bilve? Which I think Mount is under the radar, honestly, dude.
Yeah, but not there. I mean,
he's really good. Mount's a really good pick, I think, honestly.
Yeah, he's but Bilve, I mean, I don't think he's in the same categories. I mean, one team barely functions and one team is the best team in the league.
Yeah.
I think that says a lot.
That's
fair. If you still look at Mount, I mean, he gets a fucking assist on a corner kick, like, great, dude. Like, okay.
And then, numbers are
he's a nice goal.
Insanely good, though. Like
every season
in the league, Mount has just like elevated his game to a level that certainly not us and most people didn't think he was capable of.
Yeah, like from the first season, he had 7 goals, 6 assists. The second season, he had 6 goals, 7 assists.
I'm talking about the numbers and stuff. Hey, come on. Not fair to him. He's flying. Yeah, I think he's a really good pick.
Yeah, no, he's a good pick. I agree. 7.5 is very inexpensive. But. Yeah,
and I think it's at the point now where we can confidently say, like, he's absolutely, he needs to be in the team so badly. Like, they need, their attack is all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
Very inconsistent, except Mount, basically.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
What
about the wing defense? Backs? What about Alonso?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different and definitely worse. I mean, Chilwell... Yeah. Offers a lot. Alonso's just slow, you know. He still gets in the positions. He still gets in the strikers, the second striker position. He still plays a lot of his game in the final third, but he just like does a lot of slow like overlaps, slow like checkbacks and side pass, and Chilwell like breaks lines with his runs and shit sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. And Alonso just cannot do that. So you know, he's just not offering the same things, and it sucks because he does take up a lot of the same positions. And, you know, Reece James too. I mean, he obviously just ran out like the best, you know, few games of his life. You know, his performance against West Ham was very pedestrian, I thought, but he still does, you know, get up there, and and also like his couple of assists that he got also were like side pass assists. Like they're like not really, you know, they weren't like really
side
real assists.
Side pass to Conte left footed
world. Like screamers or something. You know, I mean, he wasn't, you know,
it
he doesn't
never
have four assists.
Keep up.
But,
that shit was never going to keep up.
Yeah,
but
he doesn't
still a
create,
good pick.
Yeah, he's a good pick, but he doesn't create chances like Cancelo or Trent. Like watching them play. You know, he can put in some crosses, but he doesn't really overlap to the byline that much. And he doesn't do that so much. And, when Rahm's not in, there's no one to fucking aim to anyway. So, you know, it's kind of tough. And his goals were also screamers. You know, they weren't like Doc goals when he was on Wolves, just getting tap-ins because like he's playing third second
striker or whatever. Like,
like Alonso hasn't scored any goals, but goals he scores, you'd be like, oh yeah, like any fucking idiot could score that goal because he's in the box, like right in the fucking, in the 6 yard
like
box.
Like headers from the penalty spot.
Yeah, like, I mean, James's goals are like from the corner or from the fucking, you know, outside the box worldies. So
yeah
I mean, it's just, I think we're just seeing him coming back down to earth, right?
Yes, like I think
still a good pick, you know, but he's just coming down to earth. He's not scoring 18 points a game anymore, which sucks because, you know, he's gotten 1 point in 3 weeks since I bought him, but
yeah,
that's kind of what we should have all expected that. But I think, you know, selling doesn't make any sense. And, you know, of course, right, Kovacic out and Conte out doesn't help their it's spine and their control. It's just there all over the shop. So I still think, even though their defense, like their structure and their numbers have been like not good with Conte out, and they were kind of underlying not as good anyway, right? All season they were playing over it. But the attacking threat that Alonso and James pose outweighs like Sell or anything like that to me.
They're still likely to keep cleans in most games. They just haven't the last few.
I think like Rudiger though is a different story. Like,
that's more like the Diash
situation. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would be absolutely fine to get rid of him.
Right.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm tempted, I went for a while. No, that was great. I'm tempted to like, for my team, just go like mount build and drop one of my premium defenders and go sort of like 4-5-1 or 3-5-2 is like what I'm leaning towards.
I'm just worried that that's like an overreaction to a very short term, like three games in a week window.
It absolutely is.
Because I still believe more in them keeping clean sheets, because I think the gulf from those top three teams to the rest is so great than them getting points when they're playing two games a week for the next, you know. That's my thing about it that I'm skeptical about, or I'm nervous about.
That's definitely,
even though
it
does sound fun.
I don't know what the deal is with Alonso injury. Hopefully
he subbed off. He subbed off. He was like grimacing. He like hopefully motioned to his lower back.
Fine, I think it's.
Yeah, I mean, Alonso shouldn't play midweek.
Yeah,
and hopefully I mean, he's been very, very transparent, Tuchel.
Yeah,
of all the managers in the league, he's probably the number one most transparent. Yeah. So the press conference, we should actually get real good information. So.
Yeah, I'm definitely not making moves till Friday. Yeah. There's no chance.
In that said, I mean, Leeds is it's a good clean sheet fixture, but it's not like, I feel like, a great Alonso fixture because, you know, they run a lot.
They do run a lot, and he's slow.
Yeah. So we'll see.
We got some West Ham questions as well. They also have a ridiculously good fixure run right now after their
Before we go to West Ham, I want to ask you, what do you think about Lukaku?
I need to see it.
Okay.
Yeah, he just looks like a fucking mess.
Okay.
When I like every minute he's played, bar those like first two games or three games or whatever, I've been like, I don't know what the hell he's doing. They look so fucked up.
I wish they would give Pulisic an actual run of starts, because he feels like the player to me that fits like very well.
Pulisic like
with Mount
and Rahm front three.
Yeah, or Kai.
Okay, yeah.
Like he can run behind and just keep the fucking ball on the ground.
Ziyech has been playing a lot, which is like kind of surprising. Yeah,
he's been
very frustrating.
Yeah,
I don't know. Tuchel's just going to keep fucking around, I think, until he finds it, basically.
Yeah.
All right, so we know is Mount is in.
Mount's in.
West Ham. So, yeah, they just came off a horrible run of fixtures, but now they're at Burnley, at Arsenal. Home Norwich, home Southampton, at Watford, at Palace, home Leeds, at Man United, home Watford, at Leicester, home Newcastle, home Wolves. Like legit that long.
Yeah, that's good. That takes you to March.
At Man United is the only bad fixture in that entire run.
At Arsenal is not good.
It's not good.
It's a darb.
Yeah. It's not horrible. Like when you think of Arsenal's weakness, it might be someone like Antonio bullying people around. But Johnny D said, for those of us who jumped off the Antonio wagon a while ago, is now the time to jump back on, or should Bowen be the priority if we want a hammer? And Kami said, Have you seen enough from the West Ham attack to jump on ahead of this fixture run, or do you need to see a bit more first?
I'm really, really conflicted about West Ham.
Go on.
I don't know. I mean, this was the first good game they've played since like September.
Yeah,
I don't know. Much.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's like, oh, great, good fixtures again? They're just going to start scoring. I mean, they played.
Yeah, I do.
They played two good games all year. Game week one and game week two against Newcastle, who had Steve Bruce, and Leicester, who are the worst defensive team in the league. Other than that, they've just scored like barely one goal a game all year. So I feel like I feel like they're riding their reputation on that a lot.
I mean, they scored four at Villa.
Yeah.
Team okay. 10, you know, I mean, I feel
Dino
like.
Dino sacking.
Yeah.
I feel like they're riding so high on just the actual points on the board. I feel like this is the thing of like in the NFL of like winning one possession games. Like they're like.
Like it's not sustainable.
7-1 wins when they could have just either drawn or lost like 9 of their 15 games and they've won like all of them.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's like clouding our perception a lot on this team.
But is that more, I'm wondering if that's more clouding our perception in the terms of where they are in the league table, or is that clouding our perception in where they are in FPL, right? Because in FPL, I mean, they're still fifth in XG and fourth in XG difference. Yeah. And like, you know, Antonio's stats are still fucking amazing. And you know, like the basics, they still like tick the boxes.
Yeah.
I thought Antonio looked really good and Bowen looked really good. And three games in a week for them is tough.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing with that, though, is right. I mean, this is a team that kind of likes to concede possession and, you know, hit on the counter.
Yeah.
They just played a bunch of teams and games where they could do that. They can't for a while now. I mean, is this going to be a Brenham thing where we're like, are these good fixtures for them? Because they're going to be like, okay, here's the ball. Like, here's 60% possession. Break us down.
Right.
Maybe this is like, oh, okay, Benrahma's back on the menu?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. I mean, you mentioned the first, you know, two game weeks of the season or whatever, but Antonio was, you know, he still returned in game week 3, 6, and 9, you know, in those kind of games.
I mean, Antonio is what? He had the first three games, he had all the things, and then he had 2 goals since game week 4 and no assists. I mean, that's not good. He had assists this last week.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, I think the good run of fixtures in the past has led to Antonio points.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
then like they got bad and he hasn't, I mean, he got a random assist against Chelsea, but doesn't really count. Yeah. You know, so I think the good fixtures are like indicative and of how well he was playing and looked so fit and himself against Chelsea, I think.
So you're into Antonio?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you look at the forwards, it's just like, you know, we talk about it every week. It's like a lot of barren things. I mean, I brought in Callum fucking Wilson for 2 weeks, like a literal 2 week and then emergency transfer out, which is not something I would normally do. But I just like didn't really see anything else. I didn't want to bring in Antonio for Chelsea. But as of now, I mean, I think Bowen's a great pick and he's fucking cheap. And I think Antonio's a great pick and he's 7-9. Yeah, I think they're both just great picks.
I'm not fully there. Honestly.
Well, so what would you want to see in the at Burnley game? Like, you just want to see them score?
I want
score
to see them create chances.
Something?
Yeah. I just want to see them create chances. You know, I mean, the only chances I ever see them create are the opponent creates them. It's a dispossession. it's a press. I don't see them creating a chance with the ball, stringing passes together, pulling the defense apart, creating a good chance. Like I don't think I've seen that West Ham goal since September again. I want to see that because I think that's what they're going to have to do consistently over the next 2 or 3 months with these easy fixtures.
They certainly didn't do it against Liverpool, Wolves, City, Brighton, Chelsea, their last 5. But I do think that they were doing it a bit in the other games.
Yeah, you know? And again, I mean, I think that makes me more interested in Benrahma, I think. And, you know, maybe, you know, and Antonio's obviously involved in a lot. But I don't know. I think the other thing, too, is, you know, comparing them to a lot of the other Mount, right? All the City players, they're all kind of the same price.
Yeah.
So other than Antonio, I mean, in midfield, like, I don't know. Am I going to really pick Bowen over
Mount or Bilva or Jota?
No. So yeah, how do you put him in?
So maybe it's just Antonio because, the others, like, we don't really have time for. But, I still think Antonio is just a great pick. I mean, you know, he's been involved in 44% of their goals when he's on the pitch. And they usually win or at least score one or two in the good fixtures, you know? And so at that rate,
I could get with you on Antonio.
Yeah. I mean, I might just wait 1 week and on Callum, let Callum play Leicester because that's like the best fixture in the league and then go Callum to Antonio or something like that. But I think anyone getting Antonio right now, I would say bye with confidence in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, wait till Europa, but yeah, hopefully they don't play.
Are they through?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. UEL standings. Good podcast material.
Good content.
I just want to see. Yeah, they're easily through. Easily won the group. So
So he shouldn't
have done.
That'll be a Yarmo special.
Oh, Yarmo and what's his name? The foreign guy they got.
Vlasic.
Yeah, Vlasic in. Yeah. Ben Rama will probably start. Let's go to Spurs. Weird game against Norwich. That's for
sure. Very, very, very strange game.
Yeah, I didn't watch it live. Well,
the game, the COVID thing is a thing.
Yes, we should bring. I mean, that
they
up.
Have so the tell players me what have COVID seen. Right now. So all I've seen today, it's Monday night, is that like the Spurs athletic journalist or whatever is saying Son, Bavis, Lukash. COVID. Royale had COVID. That's why his illness, why he missed last game, was the COVIDs. Coaches have COVID. Everyone has COVID.
Oh my God.
They do play on Thursday, so we'll get, you know, a team sheet and, you know, an extra presser from Conte.
Right.
But that's not good.
It's very bad.
Yeah.
So that's just one to watch out for. Everything we say right now might be completely irrelevant because they might be missing like 8 players and Conte.
Yeah. You know, just saying it out loud. But putting that, you know, compartmentalizing that to the side, you were saying?
No, yeah. So I didn't watch the game live, but I kept seeing, you know, you and others in Discord being like, another sitter for Norwich. They miss. Like, what's going on? And Kane missing, you know, all of his shots, but to be fair, getting a bunch of shots. We got a question. Yo Bill said, going Kane over Son has been nothing but pain. Is a -4 to swap them and stop the bleeding worth it?
Oh my
Joker
God.
Said...
Is that where we're at?
That's a very you it's... move, to be fair. This guy fucking listens to the pod, I'll tell you that much. Joker said, probably a hot topic, but what do we think the best strategy for Kane out is with the December pileup in mind? And then we got a couple... You know, probably United fans, but Do It said Son versus a United guy. Mr. Ralph said Son or Sancho. So a lot of, I don't know why anyone would be considering getting rid of Son right now, but.
He's just getting too many points.
Yeah, just don't like greens,
if he has fucking, COVID.
If he has COVID.
That's great, a good reason to get rid of him.
Great reason. Yeah. Great
but,
reason.
You know, even if he has COVID, if it was like, you know, he got it yesterday or some shit, he might only miss one game, you know.
And it's not a good one at Brighton.
Well, that is not true because half of Brighton's team's injured. Have you not seen Brighton's injured? They have Dunk, Webster. Duffy, and Webster all out.
Wait, Duffy's hurt?
Yeah, Duffy's or suspended. Yellow card suspension.
Fucking idiot. Dude, the one time we need you to not get a yellow, he's just incapable.
And Veltman is knocked. So they have like Burn and no other center backs.
Burn and Burn, baby, Burn.
Yeah. So
might be
Basuma
center back or some shit.
It could be. It actually could be. Yeah. But that kid Roberts, he's like highly rated. Other teams have been like sniffing around. He hasn't played. I don't know. But Spurs.
Do you want to start with Kane?
I'm going to keep Kane, baby.
I'm so happy you just said
those
words.
I'm keeping Kane. I'm not selling Kane.
I'm
There's no fucking way I'm selling
over
Kane.
The fucking moon that you're keeping Kane. Why are you keeping Kane?
Keeping him. I fucking love him.
Yes, dude.
I just love him.
Yes,
I don't know.
Dude.
I'm like a sicko.
I came full circle over this weekend to now to just being like, I think you actually keep Kane. Like, I'm watching those Kane, highlights, getting the shots that he got. Yeah, he looks like a fucking old, unfit fuck. But he also has looked like that for like 4 years.
3 years. I don't care.
And he still scores 20 goals every year.
He looked exactly like this last year.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
exact carbon copy.
There was a Kaylee tweet. He just said, Kane got 5 shots. This is the deepest finishing slump of his entire career, which has been unusually consistent in the plus finishing, even if the shots have bounced around a lot, like the amount of shots. Don't see any reason to think the goals won't come soon. And I retweeted it, and I was like, yeah, I mean, you know, stats are objective. Like, stats don't watch the game and are like, look at this slow piece of shit. His ankles don't work. Fucking Kane nightmare. And I feel like that's...
They're both true.
Yeah, they are both true. But one of them's just, you know, objective. Like, this is who he is and always has been, and he's getting shots. I really just feel fucking like the goals are going to come.
I'm holding him, baby.
I feel like the goals are going to come.
I don't give a fuck what Ronaldo's doing. Well, I don't give a shit what Ranieri's doing.
Unless he's COVID.
He's not going to score if he has COVID.
Yeah. He might not know if he gets COVID.
No, I mean, and that's the thing, right, is he's obviously doesn't look good, but he just plays every game. It's not like all these other strikers are fucking pulling up trees. Everyone's fucking sucks ass.
Yep.
So I don't know. Like they all suck. At least he's the devil I know. I love him.
Yeah, the better the devil you know. That's a great one. Yeah.
And I'm just, he's in my team already. So I don't feel like I'm gonna be really gaining on the field by, you know, getting Antonio or getting someone else. I mean, I probably would be, but it doesn't feel that way. So the other thing too is I know that, you know, I'm gonna get rid of him and then he's gonna start doing the things.
Well, that's another
part.
And
I cannot handle that.
Yeah, that's another lore thing that I don't have like an explanation for. I don't even have a word for it other than just lore things, but it's like that's exactly how I felt too. I was like, Walsh is gonna get rid. Going into this spot, I was like, Walsh probably already hit him out. That's what I was thinking was going to go down. And I was like, and he's just going to like brace at Brighton. Like,
yeah,
it's an easy brace, and you're going to be so fucking upset.
I mean, he actually owes me points. Like, personally, he owes me. I expect him to show up at my fucking doorstep. Like, here are your points, Adam. At this point, I'm sitting here with my fucking dick in my hand every single game. And the other thing, too, that's so fucking tilting about him, that's even more so than other things, is because they have all these Thursday games, they so often play like at the end of the week. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Good. I have like,
they're
have
on
like
TV. Fucking,
I'm like, I have 20% of my budget still to go. Like, can't wait, baby. Two.
So yeah, I need it.
I need it from him. I'm going to stay with him. I love him. Stay the course. Kane Holt. If you buy Kane, you're a fucking absolute idiot.
Trust the process.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep him. At least for like a few more games. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll leave
unless
it at
if
that.
Ronaldo starts like bashing me over the head, like you're now in the 2 millions.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep Kane because whatever.
Love it. Absolutely love it and agree with it. What are these people talking about getting rid of Son?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's just because he has COVID. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. If he has COVID, I guess we'll address it on My Life because we'll know by that on the Thursday night pod.
And even still, then I think it's, you know, bench, keep. You know, if he's going to miss one game.
Yeah.
If he's going to miss, you know, multiple games, then yeah, you just get rid. Because, you know, you can't really.
You can't stomach that, yeah.
You can't stomach 10-5 or whatever for a few games. It's not good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Defense, you know, I don't know. Whatever. Regs got hurt.
Regs is hurt, but he tweeted that he's not hurt he's totally idiot. Fine. I don't know.
He's such a clown. I fucking hate him. I really don't understand why Doc isn't playing. Every time Doc comes on, he's so good.
He might play soon. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked. How about Bavis? Hey,
Bavis, so good. Tanganga?
He can't play that role.
He really upsets me.
He was going to play right center back when Conte got there. I thought that was like, the position he can play. But he came in at right wing back, an utter disaster.
He's not good enough for the team at all. It's watching him play is just, he's just dangerous, you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't really play football. Like, he doesn't, he doesn't really play the ball very much during the games. He just plays like the bodies who are around him.
But
like,
the bodies hit the floor. And he it's that just astonishing. Every time,
it's really astonishing. Like, I mean, it's he's so fucking bad at football. I don't know how he's still there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're gonna do with him. But Beavis, Sess, on the other hand,
what about
is just
Sess?
Yeah. Well,
holy shit, if Regs hasn't played in like 3 years.
If Regs is like actually hurt, Sesame's such a good option. He's so attacking. But Davis, dude, I feel like is under the radar. I mean, 4-4 Ben Davis, underlapping runs, like set pieces. Like, he just looks great at left center back.
And he's left points on the board. In the last few games, right? Yeah. He looks great. It's 4-4.
Yeah. Good pick. I think he's a really good pick. Yeah.
Really good pick. But the one thing about Spurs, I was looking like more closely at their upcoming fixtures. They're not like that good for clean sheets. I mean, at Brighton's pretty good. Although, you know, at the Amex, they don't usually get blanked there. But then they play at Leicester, home Liverpool, home Palace, which right now is good, but in 3 weeks might not be as good.
Yeah, all of
at
those
Southampton,
are tough cleans.
At Southampton, which is like, they also, as poorly as they attack, they don't often get blanked at St. Mary's.
And
at
Watford is
not
bad.
Good. Mm-hmm. Arsenal, Chelsea, then it gets
they're pretty bad for cleans.
I mean, and you know, that's like the devil's advocate side, I think, because Conte still has them playing well and the system's really good for cleans and shit. But you know, I think you have to take that into account also, because the players that they have on their team are really bad. Like, their center backs are fucking dire, and he's playing Davinson Sanchez again, and you know, their fullbacks are all injured.
They just played really easy fixtures. Like, they just played Everton, really easy, Leeds, exactly. Brentham, Norwich. Yeah. And Norwich, who got massive chances in the middle of the box, by the way. So,
I mean, the fact that they cleaned Norwich was.
Yeah, so maybe, you talked me into it. I don't think I like Davis
as much. That's why
I still
kept brings me back to Dalot more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like.
Yeah. No, that with them, I expect a ton of cleans with Man United.
Yeah, I agree with you. I expect a lot of cleans for Man United.
Yep. And then also Villa, another new manager bouncing. Gerrard's Aston Villa. VB.
Future
said,
Liverpool manager.
Yeah, probably. VB said, have y'all seen enough of Stevie G to feel good about a move to Emi Martinez? Is it smarter to just save the money and bring in Ramsdale? And then Chester said, is Ollie the best forward option in the game right now? Kind of a donkey, but he gets in the position and does the
kind
things.
Of. Unbelievable question. That had so many notes.
That's in the game.
That's in the game. Yeah, best striker in the game, absolutely. I mean, Emi Martinez, yeah, definitely.
Great pick.
Absolutely great pick. I mean, you hate to see the 5-5 price because that's a little bit high, but I mean, they just look so good. They look like Stevie G. Holy fuck.
No one, I would have never guessed that they would look this good this fast.
It's insane.
Yeah, they're a completely different team. They actually have a good functional midfield, and they actually like prevent the opponent from doing things and do things on their own. I don't know. Dean Smith lucked into one like freak year with Jack, and like it worked. Yeah. And every button he pushed that year worked. And like everything else he's done has been a disaster. I don't know.
I mean, the thing with Stevie G that's been so impressive to me is like they play as a team. Like, like their tactics and their shape and like their ideas are very like coherent. Like, everyone knows, it looks like everyone knows what they're supposed to be. They have a different plan. They have like similar formations every game, but they have like different plans every game where they're like pressurizing in different areas of the pitch, or they're doing different things, or they're trying to exploit different areas. And it just like it's just such a coherent, like beautiful thing to watch, like watching Villa play right now.
Yeah. And I mean, they should have won like 4-1.
Yeah. It was a weird one. And I mean, he's also like pulling on the right or hitting the right notes personnel wise. I mean, he's bringing Chukwuemeka or whatever, the kid who fucking Dino never played, who like will refuse to sign a new contract, probably because he never gets minutes.
Yeah,
but he clearly sees that he has quality. He comes in at the end of the games. He's kind of like Olise was for us when he comes on. He gives them an extra dimension. And I mean, the Nakamba, fucking Ramsey,
Nakamba's
Doug Luiz,
the biggest
McGinn
one. Like, Nakamba in over Ings is like the main personnel change.
Giving them an extra body down there.
Like, you can't I don't know, Dean, we talked about this like Dean's first year when they maybe should have got relegated. And you like Douglas Luiz is not a DM. McGinn is not a DM. They just, and he just ran with that for 3 years.
Yeah.
He was just like, yeah, this is fine. Like, we don't need to win the ball. We don't need like tackles or interceptions. Yeah. And he just, Jared comes, he just, Nakamba's straight in. Like, yeah, he's really limited in a lot of ways, but like, he wins the ball. Winning the ball back is a great way to attack. Yeah. It's not a defensive move at all.
Yeah. And it's like, with him, it's so interesting because I always thought he was fucking shit. And now I'm like, oh, he was just being asked to do things that he's really bad at.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought he was fucking shit. Because he was. Literally. Because he was fucking shit all the time when he played under Dean. Exactly. And now that he's doing this, it's like, oh yeah, he can do this really well. And then he lets the other guys get in front and then they do the things and all the things are so nice.
He wins the ball. He makes a simple pass to one of the guys who's really good at passing. And then they go. Yeah. It's just...
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's. He's just putting all the players in the positions to succeed, basically.
Yeah,
Buendia is an interesting one. You know, I mean, Derek gave us a very different scouting report.
Derek was very not happy.
He was upset with him. But I thought. I mean, I missed portion of the game against Leicester, but I mean, I thought he was playing some good stuff. You know.
Yeah, me too.
He seems like the whiniest fucking bitch I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
I never got that vibe. What's the deal?
I mean, he got subbed off a few games ago with Dino. He like fucking jumped into the stand. He like did some little pouty ass thing. Like he's fucking 6 years. Yeah. I mean, he thinks he's an untouchable god because he's good in the championship for a couple seasons. I mean, he's never played well in the Premier League ever. He was fucking awful for Norwich when they got promoted. And now he just comes in. It's like he's like an entitled like child or something.
I like him.
No, I like him, but I also hate him.
But you also hate him,
I mean, we keep watching him just like, dude, just fucking play football. Like, run. Right. Like, do the things, you know?
Right.
And I think Stevie G, it's interesting because he's a little bitch, and I think he's the type that Stevie G normally would just bomb it, have no problem bombing out. He's irreplaceable in the team by so many stretches.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because it's not just, he may... personality wise be a bitch, but on the pitch he's very far from that.
Yeah,
he works,
he needs
super hard, he presses, he runs up and down all the
but
time.
He just I mean, and what he does with his work is questionable. That's my thing
but
with
if
him,
he
but,
didn't do that stuff, I think he'd already be dropped.
But I also think that he realizes like, if I can't drop this player, especially with Bailey, They have, and I think that's going to be his biggest challenge as a manager, is trying to get him playing well.
Get the best out of him.
Because I think that's going to be the difference between them, you know, looking good every game, grinding out results, and like, you know, really hitting stride.
Right.
So.
But Ollie, I do think, is a very good pick. I was really close to getting him instead of Callum. He absolutely should have scored. I think he scored like at least one offside goal, maybe two. It was
maybe three.
It was a really weird game, but he looked great, I thought, and got the majority of their chances.
Yeah.
So that's what you want.
Yeah, I mean, and you don't want to buy him right now, but you do want to buy him next week.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a similar thing, right? He's the fitness monster aspect of him is fantastic when he's playing 90 every week when there's, you know, a game every 4 days.
Yeah, I mean, go Callum to him, honestly. I don't know.
You could if you don't have the Antonio money, but
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I do like the Antonio shout a bit more, I think, than Watkins, just because, you know, he does have more explosive, I think, qualities, because, you know, Ollie doesn't finish.
Yeah,
so
it's a fact.
The fixtures are also, you know, after Liverpool, they have that nice little window for four and
they have
five.
Four good ones.
Norwich, Burnley, then Chelsea, Leeds, Brenham.
Yeah.
Leeds, though, actually.
It's not as good as last year.
I mean, the thing about that game that doesn't look as good is that's going to be the one in the five for Leeds, right? That isn't like Liverpool, Chelsea, whatever. So they're going to be like, holy fuck, we have to win this game.
Must win game all of a sudden.
It's
going to
be like must win.
Yeah. I'm so excited for Bamford to be back. I mean, nowhere near buying him for four game weeks, maybe soon. Yeah, well, we're actually going to have some forwards on the horizon the way we're talking.
Yeah, but no, I mean, again, Villa, right?
They're fucking good.
It's just amazing how a good manager automatically makes a team just like watchable, fun, good. It's like crazy. It's nuts.
It's not even, it's like watchable, good. I totally agree. But it's also just like energetic.
Yeah.
Like, not that they weren't trying. Like, to think that any professional's not trying is shambolic. They're all very competitive and trying very hard. But it just has that feel when you watch them that, like, they'll, like, die for him out there. Like, they're going to do everything it takes to get the 3 points, you know?
He has to tell Cash to stop shooting, though.
That would be really beneficial for the team, I think.
Really good.
Yeah. Cash to cash. Yeah.
So, no, but I mean, picks on the horizon for Villa, for sure.
For sure. And then last, was just this TB12 question that I thought was a little bit interesting. He said, if you still had your wild card, who'd be the 4 to 5 must-haves in your team to cover December, January, other than Mo?
Well, Trent.
Jota.
Kinsella.
If Son doesn't have COVID, he might be in there. But yeah, Kinsella, I agree.
Is that it? Ilv, I guess I would probably... I mean, in terms of like must-have of like this, these are the names and then
they're the first names that we would click in, for sure. Yeah. All of those names. Yeah, Ilv included. Antonio probably for me.
Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of different other ways you can go with like a second. Do you want a second forward or which keeper, or which like fourth and fifth defenders, like stuff like that. So, whew. All right, bro. Any other games you want to touch on or just go to our teams and shit?
I mean, I don't want to talk about Jota, but I hate him.
I know you do. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. It was his.
Did you notice
his birthday? That, also, it was like the double. Too much lore.
One thing that tilted me off a little bit, and it normally doesn't. Did you listen to the review?
No, I'm behind on pods. I haven't listened to it.
They didn't even address it. The miss.
That's really bizarre.
It wasn't
even
brought up. It was like kind of offensive.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, you listen to it.
I mean, I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen.
Like they didn't even.
That's shambles.
They literally didn't talk about it. It was really annoying.
That's so bad and dumb. Yeah.
It was so homery that I felt like I was I was waiting. I was like, I was just waiting for it.
It's usually not like that. They're usually pretty honest with like what, you know, whether the performance is good or bad. They're usually pretty honest about it.
I mean, that goes up there in the all time misses to me.
It was an all timer
that I've ever seen in my life.
It was an all timer.
It was insane. And it was a fucking 16 pointer for me.
Absolute all timer with the option also right there, like is also just the dearth of options too when you watch the replay of like he obviously the shot was awful, no question, but the position that he put himself in was like Mane had a tap in, Mo had basically a wide open net. But that's what I'm saying, all three had a tap in, so it's even like worse than just missing the shot. It's like anything he did would have been better than missing the shot. Yeah.
Fucking cunt.
Yeah, I don't know. He freaked out. I don't know.
My team's a mess.
In fantasy? Or Crystal Palace.
Yeah. We might never win again. Where the fuck is James McArthur? Can someone please get him fit?
What do you want your midfield to be next game? Ideal midfield three.
Where are we playing?
Good question. Don't know.
Oh, Everton?
Yeah. What's the midfield?
This is going to be easy. Obviously Gallagher. Yeah, I want Gallagher, Millie, and Eze.
Millie?
Yeah, I want Millie to just sit and pass. I don't want Kouyaté. Either Kouyaté plays center back for Tomo, or Tomo plays, because it seems like Anderson's still hurt. But I want to disrespect them because they're a fucking garbage team. We don't need to defend. You know, we should be able to keep 60, 70% possession.
I'm worried
about especially at home.
The gray rich counters running circles around Milivojevic.
I'm not worried. I think we'll be able to contain it with the fullbacks and the center back play. I mean, Millie has his yellow card. You know, he has his four fouls plus his fifth foul, which will be his yellow card to offset it. But I think that we should be able to dominate the ball enough that we could do that.
Yeah,
where we could afford to have him sitting. But
and then what's the front three?
I want Edward, Wilf and Olise. I want to keep the ball on the floor, and I want to just fucking be fast and just be move better. Them around and just play the play. Just want to play. I don't want to hoof to fucking head Benteke's head. I don't want to do any of that dumb shit. I want to just move the ball around with. I want width. I want to move it around. I want to keep players moving, interchanging a lot, and I want to just fucking destroy them. It should be an easy game.
I would hire you.
Let's go.
That was your interview. Yeah. You're just straight in. Like, get in. Like, that's the team right there.
It should be an easy game.
Yeah. I don't know what you guys are up to. Yeah, it's a true spiral. It really is.
He's going to play IU.
He loves IU. He's going to. Yeah, he loves IU.
And that's the problem. But
they
that's
speak
the
French
thing
to each other and shit. I don't know.
And like, this is why, you know, I think it would, this is why I like Arteta, you know? Like, Arteta drops, like, he dropped ops, right? It's like, fuck you. You've been playing like fucking shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Dropped. He's done that before.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, IU, it's the opposite, where he's been playing really well, but those are the games where he will play well. But this is a game where there is nothing that he can do that will be good for us, because he will never score a goal in his fucking life. And we're playing Everton at home, who, you know, also fucking suck ass. So we don't need, you know, a defensive player playing
a defensive
in one of our,
winger. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't need a defensive winger against Everton. So just drop him, you know?
Yeah.
So hopefully he does that. I don't know.
All right. That's your Crystal Palace minute.
Ooh, we've been losing every game.
What's the run
three in
right
a row.
Now? Three in a row.
We've had three losses in a row. We drew Burnley. And then we beat Wolves, that fucking shit ass clown team.
Wolves. Best clean sheet fixture in the league.
Yeah.
Right? It's like them, Norwich, Brighton. Is that it? Is that the list? I think that's it.
Because even Burnley, like, they
fuck
create.
You up. Yeah, they fuck you up.
Like, they do weird shit.
Yeah,
Brentford's pretty good, I think.
But even Brentford, like, well, if Tony's fit. I'm assuming, like, with Tony, like, he's still, like, he's going to win the balls in the air. Like, they're going to put pressure on you in weird ways. Like, Bumo's going to hit the bar. Like, that's scary. Even though it doesn't go in, it's still scary. But, like, Wolves is just zero fear.
Everton, I think, is a great fixture for cleans.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not near the tier of Wolves, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, Wolves are so simple as just keep Jim quiet and they can't do anything.
Yeah, and Jim is... slow and not the gym of old either, as he missed a year with injuries and got a year older, etc. And you know, someone like Gray, who can just like beat two men and rip one.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
They don't have that. Like, they have Adama, and he keeps.
I mean, they just didn't score against Norwich and Burnley in back to back games.
Yeah,
like, that's
fully
hard.
Aware.
That's so hard to do.
It's really hard, and they pulled it off. They pulled it off. All right, let's go to our teams.
Yeah, Harry, what are you up to? What are you thinking about? You have two frees.
Well,
right?
I have two frees. I'm definitely, you know, I'm going to take advantage of the fact that we have a week. I'm definitely not making that move till Friday. So we'll talk more on Thursday. But I'm definitely thinking about Antonio. I'm definitely thinking about Kai out. And I'm wondering if I want to figure out a way to get like Bilv or Mount or something like that in for Bumo as well. But, you know, Sun, COVID might throw a wrench in there.
You still have a good bench.
Yeah, I still have a good bench. Dude, Broya is, like, legit so fucking good. Like, Ralph just brings him back in, and he's just, like, he could have had, like, a fucking hat trick against Brighton.
He's so good, but he also just doesn't play consistently.
No, I know,
which makes him such a nightmare. He's just a bench.
Well, he's a great bench guy, yeah.
Great bench guy. I feel like...
But he's so much better than Adam Armstrong.
Well, yeah.
Like, I think
they bought Adam Armstrong. So
they made their bed. Yeah.
I feel like you need to redistribute. You need to get one of your guys down to like a fodder spot. I feel like you need to free up like a
million.
Just
for money.
Yeah. Because it's not like an issue, but it's going to be an issue.
Well, that's also why in my head it was like, is this the week I'm going to like, finally get rid of Diash, or like Alonso's back is fucked up and he can't play versus Leeds anyway. Like, is this the week I get rid of Alonso and go, you know, three premiums at the back instead of four, so I can get like one of these really good attacking players that I like that we've spent the entire podcast talking about, you know?
But you could do that with Kai. I feel like I would rather see you do like Wang or Bumo to 4-5 player and then upgrade the other or one of your other bench guys. Like, I feel like your bench is just, it's unnecessarily deep,
yeah, it's
with money.
Too much money. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you have an extra,
the thing is like,
you have an extra 2.5 million on your bench, like as a whole. Every week, almost.
Well, yeah, Huang is probably going to be the guy who leaves for Antonia. But okay. If I also wanted to get Bill for Bumo, I just don't have enough.
But what if you got... What do you do with Kai?
I know, I'm saying, like, even if Kai, like, the cheapest player in the game still wouldn't be enough.
So if you did Kai to Bill and then Bumo to Fodder, what does that leave you with in
Huang
the bank?
And Huang to Antonio...
What does that leave you? How much do you need to make up?
Well, who's the cheapest mid in the game? Like 4-2
like
or some
four,
shit?
4-4, I don't know. Yeah.
Let me see. Let me put
Mendy
him in right now.
Lester.
Mendy, 4-3. Perfect. So I'm 0.3 short.
I mean, you can find that.
And that's a hit. Do I want a minus 8?
No. I think this is... I'm talking
over
about just
time.
Direction.
Over
yeah,
time.
Like over the next couple game weeks.
Yeah. That's fair.
Because you also have Callum you don't want to keep. You know, I mean...
Yeah, no. Callum's... got a very, very short leash.
I mean, Dennis.
So that's like the general direction I'm thinking of going.
Okay.
I don't know who I'm... Like, who would you prioritize between, like, Bill and Antonio for this week?
I would prioritize getting Kai out so much.
So just Kai to Bill instead of... And, like, float the other, basically, you're saying?
Or both. Do both. You know, I mean, I think it gets to a point of like, you know, how, I mean, he's playing fucking Burnley. Like, I mean, I probably would do both. How much,
well,
I mean,
if
how
I'm
much
gonna do
is
both,
floating?
Then I have to minus 8. Unless I do Callum out.
Oh, because you can, unless you do Callum. Yeah, I mean, I also don't really have an issue with doing like Callum to Dennis or whatever. You know?
Well,
how much better is...
No, I could just do Callum to Antonio and Kai to Bilf and just keep it really clean.
I think that's...
Like, they're just better players, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I want to keep Callum
It's still Newcastle.
For Leicester, but it is still Newcastle.
But then when it comes to that, then I'm like, okay, maybe you save. Although then you're kind of coming back to like, well, then you still have to get rid of Callum next week because they're playing... Then they go on the bad run.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make sense.
The bad things are around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But then you're
well,
still stuck.
All
we'll
right. figure
we'll
it
figure
out.
Because,
like, sudden COVID just changes everything. Like,
yeah,
that's just
he's
going to
be out for a few games.
Yeah.
Then
like, that
like,
could
right,
just
well,
fuck
well,
the
yeah.
entire plan. So,
I mean, now, and then it could be like Sun Kai to fucking
build Mount or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. All right, bro. What about you?
So I was looking at doing Tony and Bob Sanch out for Dennis and De Gea.
Nice.
And then, but I mean, the Sun thing is an issue.
Yeah, we have to wait.
Yeah, but obviously Tony has COVID.
Yeah.
Is not playing next week, so that's bad.
Oh, confirmed?
Yeah, I think because if he's in, I guess he's fucking a dumb bitch and he doesn't have the vaccine, so he's in quarantine thing for like a
Come
long
on,
ass time.
Bro.
So he was already going to be missing the Watford game, I think, based on the timing. I'm just so fucking tired of having Bob Sanchez on my team. It's just he makes me so mad every week.
Express yourself.
No, I mean, I just hate him. I think I fucking hate him. I feel like such an idiot that I like back. Just by the very sheer nature of when I wildcarded,
yes.
I just like got trapped into him.
Yeah, it's the only reason you got him. I mean, his last three are 8-4-3.
Yeah, which is great, but I mean, I still fucking hate him.
Yeah,
so I don't know. I
don't like hitting out a keeper ever, but you know,
I also don't like Bob Sanchez.
Yeah, do you? That's
no. I mean, the correct thing, air quotes correct thing, I think is probably just keep him.
Yeah, just keep him.
Like, why would I do anything with him?
Yeah, just keep him. But
yeah, so I might do that. You know, who knows? This is just I'm emotional.
You're the
Monday.
Guinea pig guy. Yeah, you're the guinea
yeah,
pig.
I'm
man.
just feeling so many things.
And then And then we actually got three questions about captain, which is really rare in a season like this where Mo's doing what he's doing. But Jeff D said, it's the weekly, is it dumb to not cap Mo question? Because hitting in and capping Ron is giving me the feels. Ethical said, given Villa's defensive improvements, are there genuinely better captain options than Mo this week? And Side said, Mo's obviously flying, but Trent's outscored him in 4 out of the last 5. Are we missing a trick with the Mo auto cap? So he's suggesting Trent maybe instead.
Yeah, I think Ron, fine. My main issue there is that, you know, we don't know that the team is going to function and create, even though they're playing Norwich, which is an objectively better fixture than Villa.
Much better.
That's the main thing there.
Yeah.
I think Trent definitely acceptable captain this week. Absolutely. Because, you know, Villa, you know, I definitely don't expect them to score a goal. You know, something that also listening to the review, which as little as they talked about the Jota miss, what they did talk about, which they start to kind of been talking around, it really is astonishing, you know, watching. I don't think I've missed a Liverpool game all season. They're so much better than the other team from the fucking kickoff.
Absolute joke.
It's not, it's like they're playing different games.
Yes.
And, you know, even though, like, you look at a thing with fantasy, right? You're looking at these individual fixtures and these microcosms of, like, who's playing right back, who's playing left back. Like, are they going to be building up through Mo or Mane? Like, is Mo going to have joy against this, you know, this fucking, this left back, you know? And we do all these things, like, okay, great. At the end of the day, dude, every single player on Liverpool is better than every single of their counterpart on Villa that are going to be walking on this field on this fucking day. 100%. They should just disassemble them as they have been disassembling every team that they've played this season. Yeah. So
if there's any like flag for me, it's just they held Man City to very little. Like Man City required a worldy volley to score 2 goals. Mm-hmm. And that's the, and like they also look really good defensively and play with a million defenders and stuff. And Emmy's really good. So, you know, I agree with everything you said, but I also acknowledge the fact that like, yeah, it's definitely a bad fixture, but you know, like that has punished more people than it's rewarded by going off of Mo for a reason or some other reason.
He's blank once this year.
That's unbelievable.
It's like December.
That's unbelievable. And it was game week 2.
Yeah.
Two.
But everything's a risk, right? You can find a risk in anything. It's like, yeah, Villa have been playing well. Yeah. So they could just play well and, you know, Liverpool don't roll them over. Okay, fine. You know, Man United could go to Norwich and just not really function that well because they have a new manager and whatever the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's okay. You know, I think it's okay to captain Ron over Mo.
Yeah, I think it's all okay. Yeah, I think it's all okay. You know,
it's risky.
Yeah, like Mo is certainly not the highest scoring player every week.
Right.
But it's hard to find that guy. It's way harder than it seems. Like, I think every week there's people voting for different random shit in our Discord
of who they're capping. Konza this week?
Yeah. Fucking idiot. Yeah, I'm a fucking idiot. I can't believe I have a podcast.
I can't meet either.
But it's fine. There's actually a lot of like interesting differential caps that you could go with this week. Like
Antonio.
Antonio, Cancelo, Home Wolves. If someone saw that, I'd be like, fine. Yeah, Vardy, fine. Absolutely, Vardy. Home Newcastle, love it. It's just like, yeah, it's just a big risk. That's all it is. But,
so if you were OR5, what would you do?
Oh my God. I can't.
Is this an opportunity to go to OR3? Or is this, you just want to go Mo?
To go like 2000. Mo hat trick and you're just fucking fucked. Like that's what it is. Let's see what this guy has. He already has Antonio, obviously. And Bilf, obviously. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not settled on Mo. I mean, I have it on him for now.
No.
But something else.
I'll need to have some lore of like someone's birthday for me to go off Mo because I'm like, holy shit, it was really not fun captaining Jota, that piece of
Mo
shit.
Mo was really bad also. Until the last 30 seconds of the game.
Until he wasn't. which is kind of what he always does.
Yeah, yeah. 30. No, he was for him. He was really bad that game.
He was off. He was off.
I don't think he even really got a scoring chance the entire game. Yeah, because he just kept playing, like, fucking his touches up and all that stuff, and he was really wide. He was playing
also a little bit deeper and wider than usual, I think.
Yeah, which maybe that was something good that Wolves were doing, but I think he was just playing like shit. He had two like really bad, weak shots, scuffed shit. Yeah, and then he, you know, the Verge ball to him, his touch, the pass to Origi. Great. Yeah, I mean, pretty fortunate to come away with points.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think that's about it. We got two anus slaps, two new signups. We got Steven Homer and Elvind Skimmeland. Slap your ass, get in there. That's it, bro. Any last words?
All right, bro. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow, brother. Check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlfield. Patreon.com/fmlfield. Subscribe. Rate, review.